This podcast is brought to you by the Howie Car Show store. Go to howiecarshow.com and click on the store to see our latest great deals on t-shirts, books, and so much more.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Car Show.
A U.S. appeals court has ordered a federal judge to drop the criminal case against former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn, as demanded by the Justice Department.
By a 2-1 vote, a 3-judge panel of the D.C. Court of Appeals has granted the motion from Flynn's lawyers to direct the district court judge, Emmett Sullivan, to dismiss the case.
So what did you know about those moves to investigate Michael Flynn, and was there anything improper done?
I know nothing about those moves to investigate Michael Flynn, number one.
I don't know, Chief. I don't know. He's very smart, very dumb.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
A noose found in the garage stall of Bubba Wallace.
A horrifying, racist, jarring, disturbing,
heinous, perverted,
stunning, shocking, appalling, disgusting reminder.
We got this breaking news, and it's,
the FBI was investigating whether there was some sort of a hate crime here, and now they say no. They've now concluded that that noose was in the specific garage as early as October of 2019. Bubba Wallace didn't get assigned that garage until last week.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
Whether or not they knew that sooner or later the one black driver would use that stall really doesn't answer why it was in the stall at all.
A character no man could fake. For goodness sake, let's eat some cake.
I do not think that we've seen closure in this particular inquiry.
The investigation continued.
Unchained and unstoppable.
Threaten global health security. Stop the Cold War future that we're talking about. We're talking about a peaceful Cold War. What are we talking about?
If you don't start making more sense, we're going to have to put you in a hole.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. And if you'd like to join us, that's the number to call. And we've got a lot to get to in the last 2 hours. We're also going to play many of the sound cuts from Tal Duvall's press conference today on the report issued by his dear friend Mark, as he refers to the lawyer who prepared the report, 174 pages, on the horrific treatment of veterans at the Holyoke Soldiers Home in the opening days of the panic. And his appointees, one of whom is gone and the other one of whom he's trying to force out, didn't get the job done. But he didn't get the job done either, because he put them in these positions of authority for which they had no business being in to begin with. One of them would check the boxes on several quotas, and the other one checked the box on giving campaign contributions to Baker and to his running mate, pay-to-play Polito. 844-500-4242. We still have some gift certificates left to the Route 1 Grill House in Saugus. $50 gift certificates for $25. It's a great place. It's just a little bit south of where the on Route 1, where the old Hilltop Steakhouse used to be, and they've got a tent up in the parking lot, so they have almost 100% capacity when you include the tent, so you don't have to wait around. And they have great steak tips and ribs and barbecue. We had some. They brought some in earlier, but it's Route 1 Grill House in Saugus. $50 gift certificates for $25. That's our cheap bastard deal of the day. And now it's time. Go to howiecarshow.com and click on store to get them. Now it's time for the chump line.
Howie, they didn't beat the senator. They just peaceful protested him.
Yeah, they, or as Charlie Baker would say, they large gathering him. Yeah, it was a very peaceful protest. He had you see him, he's crawling to get to his car. He got a serious beating. I'm gonna have to look it up now. He sent out a tweet as to the extent of his injuries, and it was pretty appalling. We'll get to it in just a second here.
When life deals you darn lemons, you can't even make bloody lemonade.
Well, if Don Lemon is drinking the lemonade, it's probably got something a little stronger in it than just lemonade. It's probably got some vodka or some kind of clear electric juice in it. The Chump Line is brought to you today, as it is every weekday at this time, by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. This week, remembering when every night across America, every local TV station began their late night news with, it's 11 o'clock, and do you know where your children are? It was a good question then, and it's a good question to ask now.
I don't know what's more disturbing than finding a noose in Bubba's garage, or the fact that it took 14 FBI agents a week to figure out it was just a piece of rope hanging there.
Don't you think it was one of those things they kind of knew what it was right from day one, but they had to go down and make a good show of it?
Hi, Howie. Do you think Bubba Wallace owes America an apology for sending us on a wild noose chase?
Yeah, it was a... real example of fake news. And now the noose car race circuit just wishes that this nuisance would go away.
Wait a minute. So you're telling me that not every single thing that happens all the time is racism? Wow. Mind blown.
Let me read you the thing from the Milwaukee state senator. Tim Carpenter is his name. I took this pic, and then he has a picture. It got me assaulted and beat up, punched slash kicked in the head, neck, ribs, maybe concussion, socked in left eye is a little blurry, sore neck and ribs, 8 to 10 people attacked me. Innocent people are going to get killed. Capitol locked, stuck in office, stop violence now, please. Feel bad he got beat up, but you know, this is what happens when they start tearing down statues. You know whose statue they were tearing down at the Capitol in Madison? One of the statues was of Colonel Christian Haig, who fought and died on the Civil War on the Union side, because you know there weren't a lot of Confederate sympathizers in Wisconsin. That's where the Republican Party was organized back in, I think, 1854. So they're going after abolitionists. They're going after all black regiments. They're going after the generals in the Union Army. Great.
In other news, the president of NASCAR today announced it stands in solidarity against all overhead door pull-down straps in red states.
People are saying that that's just like a backup, you know, on even if you have an electric door opener on your garage, they have the pull ropes or slip knots or knot slips as a backup. I didn't know that. I don't think I had one on my garage door.
Joe Biden says he doesn't know anything about the Logan Act, but he would be willing to appear on this podcast.
Yeah, we played the cut earlier in the show of Joe Biden once again last night at his virtual fundraiser with Barack Obama, attempting to talk to somebody who was on videotape, asking her questions. This is getting to be a recurring pattern with Joe Biden.
Howie, Joe Biden calling. Come on, man. I agree with you. These modern late-night hosts like Jimmy Kimmel and No One Ever suck. They can't hold a candle to the hosts from our generation like Steve Allen, Jerry Lester, and, of course, Ernie Kovacs. Why don't you push your fat rat in the stroller over here, and we'll watch the Dumont Network together in my basement. I mean it.
The Dumont Network. Wow. That goes back a ways. I'll bet Joe Biden, when he was cruising around in his Model A with a rumble seat, I bet he used to listen to the Mutual Broadcasting Network, too, on the radio.
Howie, how does Baker have a 75% approval rating? More dead people under his watch from the losers that he hires because they donate a couple bucks.
I know. I saw there was a new poll in the Globe today saying that, but it was sponsored by, you know, all the usual suspects, all these left-wing organizations, and they said he's very popular. And then, so I actually read the story. I don't know why. And all the people that said they liked him, they were all saying, well, he doesn't like Donald Trump, so he must be doing a good job. That's all it takes, I guess, in these kind of nutty blue states. You know, you can destroy the economy, put a million people out of work, kill thousands upon thousands of people in nursing homes, just bring a wrecking ball to the entire Commonwealth of Massachusetts. As long as you hate Donald Trump, you're okay with a majority. I don't know how big a majority of the population, but you're okay.
Howie, from now on, can you refer to Charlie Parker by his new nickname, Chaz?
Yeah, but Chaz is already obsolete. It's Chop now. And, you know, Chop could be over at any moment. It could be last call for Chop at any moment.
Hey, Howie. This is Charlie. Can I get me a fall guy here?
He's got a couple of fall guys. He's got the former head of Veterans Affairs that he got rid of last night, Urena, and he's got the superintendent of the home. We've got so many cuts to play of Charlie Baker in the next hour. Wait till you hear it. And the super cut of him talking about the report. Apparently, Grace just cherry picked it, but she said there were probably over 100 references to the report.
Lovey, it's marvelous to hear that baseball's coming back. I can't wait for opening day at Fenway Field, when at the seventh inning halftime, Manny Ortiz and I will go to the 50-yard line and sing Sweet Adeline.
Yes. Yeah, he's looking forward to it all coming back. 978 says, strange, the only time we hear a Democrat politician plea for peace is after a Democrat politician gets his butt kicked in by the peaceful protesters. Yeah, funny how that works out, isn't it?
The Yankees posted the Boston Red Sox logo and they sang Sweet Adeline after the third inning, I think.
Manny Ortiz.
And then the one we don't have, but I still remember it from 2004. I have an up night on the final score in the pennant race. Detroit 3, Red Sox 5, like it was a tennis match.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
All right. That was it for the chump line today. The chump line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message at any hour of the day or night, including weekends. The chump line number, if you'd like to leave such a message, 844-500-4242. That's 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the chump line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. And at 7 o'clock, if you can't get enough of the chump line messages, you can always go to Chopped Chumps. We do it as a podcast wherever you get your Howie Carr podcast. Listen to Chopped Chumps. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. This week, remembering when every night across America, every local TV station began their late news with, it's 11 o'clock, do you know where your children are? It was a good question to ask then, it's a good question to ask now.
Hi, Howie. Do you think Bubba Wallace owes America an apology for sending us on a wild noose chase?
We'll play the supercut of the mainstream media going on a wild noose chase before the word broke that everybody else had figured out as soon as they heard the story and just bit their tongue and kept their mouth shut lest they be canceled for realizing what everybody in their right mind should have realized. I'm Howie Carr.
He didn't come here to be made sport of. Howie Carr.
This is Lynn in sunny Las Vegas.
This is Dan from the Moonbat capital of Jamaica Plain.
This is Gigi in Leominster, Massachusetts, and this is the Howie Carr Show.
Today's poll question is brought to you by the Howie Carr Show Summer Sizzler Sampler. Summer is here, and so is your chance to get two t-shirts from the Howie Carr store for just $14.99. We'll send you two of our best-selling t-shirts in your selected size. Go to HowieCarrShow.com and click on the banner to order now. If you order XL or 2XL, we're out of all the t-shirts except for Proud to Be Deplorables, which is, of course, our most popular one anyway. But you get, if you order XL or 2XL, you're going to get two Proud to Be Deplorable t-shirts. The other sizes, L, M, S, small, you're going to get the mystery t-shirts. And they may be a Proud to Be Deplorable, maybe Dirty Rats, might be Free America, whatever. 844-500-4242. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Will Judge Sullivan abide by the appeals court ruling and drop the Flynn case?
I'm going to say, I started out by saying yes. Now I'm beginning to doubt it, but I have to stick with yes.
66% say no, he will not.
Apparently more people are beginning to doubt it as they think more about it as time goes on. So, you know, the media is really into these anonymous zones, whether it's the CHOP zone in Seattle, formerly known as Chaz, or the Black House autonomous zone in D.C., which has been pretty much routed. But yesterday, CBS or NBC reporter Andrea Mitchell, Hillary Clinton's favorite reporter, because Hillary Clinton said that back in 2016. Andrea Mitchell was attempting to interview House of Representatives delegate Eleanor Holmes Norton. She's, you know, she's a delegate. She can't vote in a roll call vote, but she sits there in the House of Representatives representing D.C. So she is she's being interviewed by Andrea Mitchell in around Lafayette Park. And all of a sudden, a would-be attacker dressed in pink bra and panties ran at them and pushed one or the other of them. And so someone was taking a picture of this. And so these two anti-police types who, you know, really support Antifa, Black Lives Matter, et cetera, one of them was recorded saying something. We got it? If you didn't hear that, where are the police when you need them? I don't know. I thought you wanted to get rid of them.
We should say that we don't have the proper pronouns in yet, but it appeared that the attacker was a male dressed in that pink bra and panties.
I just assumed that was the situation, or else we wouldn't have been told it was a pink bra and panties. It seemed appropriate for the, although again, you're right. We don't know. Under the new Supreme Court ruling, Bostock versus what Clay County or whatever it is, you are what you identify as. Are you not? Right? All right. 844-500-4242. So today, New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut announced they're going to have 2-week quarantines for people from 9 states coming in, all the red states, because of the alleged coronavirus uptick. But there will be certain people that will be exempt from the 2-week quarantine. Members of the New York Yankees and the New York Mets baseball teams, they won't have to quarantine. Really. I guess they're cootie free. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. Nancy Pelosi was really out of control today on CBS Radio. And if a Republican had said this about Democrats, there would be hell to pay. But of course, being a Democrat means never having to say you're sorry. And she basically accused the Republicans of murdering George Floyd. This is, and remember, it happened in Minnesota. The mayor of Minneapolis is a Democrat. The governor is a Democrat. The two senators are Democrats. The congresswoman is Ilhan Omar. She's a Democrat. The House of Representatives is controlled by, in the state, is controlled by Democrats. The Republicans, I guess, control the state Senate, but it's basically a Democrat state. But yet somehow the Republicans are responsible for what happened to George Floyd. Cut 13.
For something to happen, they're going to have to face the realities of police brutality, the realities of the need for justice in policing, and the recognition that there are many, many good people in law enforcement, but not all, and that we have to address those concerns. So when they admit that and have some suggestions that are worthy of consideration, but so far they were trying to get away with murder, actually, the murder of George Floyd.
She's referring to the Republicans in Congress. The Republicans are trying to get away. And I guess that, does that include Senator Tim Scott of South Carolina, who introduced the police reform bill that the Democrats deep sixed today with procedural parliamentary maneuvers? He's a black guy. Is he trying to get away with murder? Did the black senator from South Carolina murder the black ex-con in Minneapolis? So then she was asked about this later on, cut 14.
When you were speaking yesterday, you said that Republicans are, quote, trying to get away with murder, actually, the murder of George Floyd. Senate Republicans are demanding an apology for that statement. Will you apologize?
Absolutely, positively not. The fact is, people say, I think you, frankly, in the press have given them far too much credit for a bill that does nothing.
And what exactly do the Democrats want to do? 844-500-4242. Elaine, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Elaine.
Hi, Howie.
Hi.
Boy, I was real glad about Flynn today. And
yes.
So was my family. You know, but I'm wondering, do you feel that he's still going to be, Sullivan is still going to release him?
I voted that way in the poll, Elaine, but then I heard that Gleason, his amicus curiae, the guy that's helping him out on this matter, Sullivan, the former judge, another nut who was appointed to the bench by probably Clinton or Obama, he's trying to file another brief with the court on this matter. So I don't know, Elaine. I'm beginning to think I'm wrong when I thought that he would take the hint. I mean, they basically gave him a big hint today, didn't they?
Yeah. I mean, you know, and then you were playing Pelosi. I didn't hear that, but she is the worst. I mean, she is a pitiful human being.
Yes. Yeah, she is a pitiful human being. There are a lot of them on that side of the aisle. Chuck Schumer is another one, her counterpart in the Senate.
What's that about?
At least he's the minority leader. Let's hope he remains the minority leader. Thanks for the call, Elaine. Thanks for holding on. 844-500-4242. So this is a white woman, a social justice warrior. You know the kind of person that she is. You probably see her walking in her neighborhood or your neighborhood with a mask on, and she has all kinds of virtue signaling signs in the front yard or in her front window. And so she's yelling at some police officers about racism. Now, the irony, of course, is she's yelling at black police officers. This is a white woman yelling at black police officers about racism. Cut 12.
I have a question for you. You're white and you're telling this to two black police officers.
Yeah.
Do you see the problem with that a little bit?
No, I don't, because you know what? Just because I'm white and I haven't experienced racism myself doesn't mean I can't fight for justice. They're a part of the system. They're a part of the problem. Just because they're black doesn't mean they're not a part of the problem.
Gotcha.
I'm allowed to say this to whoever. Because I'm white, racism is a white person's problem.
Yep.
Racism is my problem. I need to fix it. That's why I'm here talking to all of them. Black, white, brown, purple.
I thought white people were supposed to shut up and listen. Apparently she didn't get that memo. I don't know if she got some of the other memos, but she missed out on the listening memo, or she wouldn't be yapping like that, screaming, hectoring. Yikes. 844-500-4242. We're going to take some calls here. I just want to play the, this is a supercut of the media hyping the noose story as an obvious hate crime. Obvious. It couldn't be anything but. Cut eight.
NASCAR is investigating a horrible incident.
A horrifying, racist, jarring, disturbing,
heinous, perverted,
ugly,
cowardly,
dreadful,
hateful,
stunning, shocking, appalling, disgusting reminder of who, again, this sport is for.
A noose found in the garage stall of Bubba Wallace.
Obviously, this is completely appalling, but do you think it's surprising?
No, it's not surprising at all.
And NASCAR is often considered a sport that is tethered to white folk, tethered to the South.
The Confederate flag in a sport that is overwhelmingly white and certainly dominant among Southerners.
And NASCAR has been trying to somewhat move away from it. And I say somewhat in kind of air quotes.
They were going to remove Confederate imagery. To think that that's going to happen in a span of 2 weeks after all that NASCAR has been for all of its existence is foolish. I mean,
my cynicism and sadness is that it's just not shocking to anybody.
As much as NASCAR may try to distance itself from that, it's a living, breathing part of their sport.
We need to understand that racism continues to be the underbelly of American society.
I mean, that this happens in the year 2020 is just beyond belief.
Let's just remember that until the last 2 weeks, NASCAR endorsed and embraced this sort of performative racism week in and week out by embracing and wrapping itself in the Confederate flag.
Is performative anything like systemic or systematic? Never mind. Never mind. But they upped the ante on MSNBC. This is when they were talking about what the hell's wrong with Dinesh D'Souza. This is the other guy who was the guest. His name is Eddie Gloud or Eddie Gloudy. I don't know who the hell he is. But he's talking about once they take down NASCAR, once they rip down the statue of NASCAR, NUSCAR, they're going to have to go after another racist bastion. Cut one.
So the fact that we have a noose in a garage, in Bubba Wallace's garage, that's just one indication that there's going to be a pushback. But as we challenge these old views of who we take ourselves to be, we're going to be moving into these spaces. Country music.
Country
music. NASCAR. The South, generally. And there we're going to have to confront our ugliness directly. Right. It's not going to be easy, but we're going to have to do it.
Never mind. Never mind. That was about 30 minutes before there was breaking news on NBC, rendering everything that had been said by Heilemann and Gloudy and all the rest of them inoperative. Cut four.
You have an update, by the way, on an FBI investigation involving the NASCAR driver, Bubba Wallace. I don't mean to take a bit of a turn here, but we got this breaking news and it's it's important to get it out there. What do you got, Pete?
Yeah, I think it's interesting because, remember, Bubba Wallace said he found this noose, and so the FBI was investigating whether there was some sort of a hate crime here, and now they say no, there wasn't, and here's why. They say they've now concluded that that noose was in the specific garage, garage number 4 at NASCAR, as early as last October of 2019. Bubba Wallace didn't get assigned that garage until last week. And so the Justice Department says there's no way that whoever put that noose there would have known that Bubba Wallace was ultimately going to be assigned that specific garage. So they say there's no federal crime here.
No. No, say it ain't so, Pete. 844-500-4242. Everybody at MSNBC, they had to confiscate their belts and their shoelaces. They brought in some grief counselors this morning to try to talk people off the ledge. John, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, John.
Hey, Howie. I'm surprised that NBC even reported that, to be honest with you, but that's not why I called.
Go ahead.
The reason I called was Judge Sullivan. And if you remember from day one, when the charges were first read by the prosecutor, he verbalized in a loud voice, what, no treason?
Yeah.
And I got a sense, from listening to Rush earlier today that he has one more option, which is to send it to the entire circuit judge.
Right.
Which is comprised of like 21 judges.
Correct. Correct.
In
this
the,
was three judges made the decision. It was 2-1.
Right, it was
the,
like
the
an Demo- appeals thing, right.
Yeah, the Democrat judge, of course, went right down the party line, as they always do. Go ahead.
No doubt. But I think what he's going to do is he's going to do that. And the reason Rush seemed to indicate that it might happen is because with summer recesses coming up, and by the time the 21 judges is not the only thing on their plate, when it finally happens, it would be after the November election. So the end result will probably be the same, and unfortunately General Flynn has to suffer until about December 1st, but it won't give President Trump one more victory.
Don't you think, though, John, that the three judges that made the decision, or the two that were in the majority in this this panel, don't you think they polled their fellow judges to find out which way to go? Because I mean, this is a pretty rare thing not to just allow him to the opportunity to correct his incorrect decision, shall we say? I mean, this they really slapped him down pretty good on this.
Is he's going to send it to the 21 to get their final verdict on it and put them on record, but the time frame is going to exceed the November election, which doesn't give the president one more feather in his cap for, you know, getting General Flynn off the hook. And I feel so sorry for that General
I do
Flynn.
Too.
He must have ulcers by now.
I mean, they've destroyed him. They he had the job of a lifetime, national security advisor. He had, 33 years in the military, and this was vindication from when he got fired from his job for the Obama administration because he was trying to hew to the straight and narrow. And then they not only take away his dream job, they bankrupt him, basically. He had two houses. He had to sell one of his houses. They threatened to throw his son in jail right after the birth of his first grandchild. It was just a horrible, horrible thing. And it's just like something out of a Kafka novel. It's police state tactics, Stalin, Stasi. And they have no remorse, no contrition. They hate Donald Trump so much, they think if somebody likes Donald Trump, even if he was a Democrat, they didn't care. He liked Donald Trump, and he blew the whistle on Barack Obama and the deep state. So he had to be destroyed, ground into the dust. It didn't matter that he hadn't done anything. They still destroyed him. It's pretty scary stuff. 844-500-4242. Thanks for the call, John. I'm Howie Carr.
The Howie Carr Show.
This is Jay in Hingham, Massachusetts.
This is Gloria from Haverhill, Mass.
Hi, this is Joe from Howie in the Hills, Florida. And this is the Howie Carr Show.
You know, they were after Charlie Parker yesterday down in Mattapan. They were saying that, coronavirus has hit people of color more than it's hit white people. And, you know, why hasn't he met with them to discuss this? And the racial disparity, increasing racial disparity, that's what they said in one of the main newspapers. The infection rates are down, the deaths are down, but there's a racial disparity in the rates of infection. So what has Lincoln County, Oregon done? It has exempted non-whites from a new order requiring that face coverings be worn in public in order to prevent racial profiling. Wait a second. I thought the problem was that you had to wear masks to prevent getting coronavirus, but now they're saying white people have to wear the mask to prevent getting coronavirus, but black people don't. Okay. Black people do not have to follow the new rules in this county in Oregon if they have, quote, heightened concerns about racial profiling and harassment over wearing the masks. Okay, I get it. Not really. Robert C. Byrd's name has finally been removed from a college in West Virginia.
But it's barbaric.
But it's not a public college, and it's not a federal building. It's not a state building. It's a private college. Bethany College has removed the name of the late Klansman and U.S. Senator Robert Byrd from its health center, saying his name has caused divisiveness and pain without explicitly noting his complicated past on racial matters. No need to. We all get it. His name will be removed from the college's Robert C. Byrd Health Center to demonstrate, quote, Bethany's college's capacity to change, to listen, and to learn. Joe, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Joe.
Hey, good afternoon, Howie. Thanks for taking my call. Now that we're in Bacon Stage 2, Phase 2, Paragraph 2, or whatever we're doing,
yes.
What stage do you think that attorney was in when she was spreading that virus all over the Cambridge courthouse?
Which attorney was this?
When they were shutting down the immigration.
Shelley Joseph, the judge, you mean?
She said she was infected with the virus, and she went there and purposely spread it all over the handrails and the elevator.
No, that's not Shelley Joseph. I was thinking of somebody else. No, I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about, Joe. I'll have to check that one out. I'll have to see what's going on with that. Thanks for the call. Thomas, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Thomas.
Hello, Mr. Carr. It's been a long time. You might recall I ran as a Republican back in 2012, and you would sing Hang Down Your Head to me. I'm calling because I think I've got a great idea, unless somebody else has thought about it. Since the illustrious mayor of Boston has canceled our 4th of July fireworks and concert,
yes,
and we have nothing to do July 4th,
yes,
I think it'd be great to get together with Mr. Cooner, have a rally on the Boston Common. The Tea Party could apply for a permit, and we could have a counter-rally of conservatives demanding that our memorials and statues be preserved, and to support the police and the proper authority.
I don't know. I think most people have other plans for the 4th of July, even if they can't go to a ball game or can't go to the Esplanade or can't do the usual things, watch fireworks. But if you want to try to organize it, Tom, go right ahead. But I think I'll give it a pass myself. 844-500-4242. Honestly, don't think less of me, but I think I'd rather have a barbecue. I'm Howie Carr.